You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, slide into our DMs, ask us questions, tell us our hair looks pretty, that we smell good, that we're wearing a great outfit, that it matches the color of our eyes.
Okay, wow. Fishing for compliments.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's, you know, on the top of your head. Or you can just send us a message like Laura did.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I love your show. Try to listen every morning.
Thank you.
I'm hoping you can help me or at least open this up to your listeners who may have been through something similar.
Okay.
I'm a 35-year-old mom of two, recently divorced about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing someone new for several months now. He's truly wonderful, not just to me, but also in the way he treats my kids.
Okay.
He's respectful to their boundaries, doesn't try to act like their dad, mm-hmm. genuinely tries to connect with them, but they're just not having it.
Mm.
They're polite, but they're distant.
Mm.
Now, I can tell they're keeping him at arm's length. I suspect they feel like liking him or accepting him would somehow be a betrayal of their dad. I've never tried to force the relationship, but I'd be lying if I said it didn't hurt a little for me and for the amazing guy I'm with who's really trying to be patient and understanding.
Oh.
I know this is a super common situation for divorced parents, and I totally get that these things take time. Eesh. I'm not trying to rush anything, but I'm wondering if anyone out there has any advice or success stories to share. How do I help my kids understand that it's okay to care about someone new without it meaning they love their dad any less? Thanks for any insight you can offer. And I don't know the ages of the kids.
Oh, the kids?
Which I feel like could matter.
Well, it sounds like, or at least, we don't know this, how they or the reason they got divorced.
Right.
Do the kids know that someone cheated?
Well, we don't know that at all.
Or yeah, exactly.
Like ultimate decision it was to get divorced.
Right,
if it
right.
was mutual,
so,
if
well,
it wasn't.
My whole point was if it was on Laura, our listener, who was like, hey, I'm divorcing your father, there could be some resentment there from the kids, regardless of the reason why. Maybe they don't know the reason why, but they see it as, okay, mom broke this up, so they're going to be a little bit harder on her when she tries to date someone new. Does that make sense?
I don't think that's the case here, because I think she would have mentioned if there were a dynamic like that at play here, but
maybe.
it just sounds like they just got divorced, and it's hard on kids because they still want mom and dad together. Mm. So if either one of the parents or both start seeing someone new, it's gonna be weird for the kids, because then they're like, well, I don't want the other parent to think that I'm like taking sides or like them better than you, anything like that.
Sure. Hey, if you're Laura's kids and you're listening right now, take it from someone whose parents were divorced. I thought, like you, dang, this stinks. Want my parents to be together. But then now, years later, looking back, going, man, I could not see how they worked as long as they did is beyond me. And they're much better apart than they were together.
Okay.
So it's probably for the best that your parents are not together anymore. The good news is that you're a product of all that. So.
And your parents' focus are going to be on loving you guys.
Yeah.
Period. Like, that's never going to change. But the thing is, the timeline, I think here, they've been divorced about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been dating this person for
several months. Yeah.
It can, from, you know, what we've heard on this show before with people in this situation, that can be like a really long time, I think, before.
Yeah, divorce can be that's a long.
Yeah, like this is like a long
process.
Game.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, and while I appreciate that she's really excited about this new relationship and all this kind of stuff, the fact that she's already introduced the kids just a couple of months in, some might think, well, that's pretty early. So I think she's just going to have to be, I know she doesn't want to hear this, she's going to have to be more patient and just, you know, as time goes on and the kids learn, you know, to adjust, they still may be adjusting to the whole divorce situation, even though it's been a year.
Right.
I think it's going to take more time to figure out, all right, how do we bring another person in without it feeling like it's intruding on, you know, our love for our parents.
502-795-1997. If you've dealt with this, you've think maybe you've figured it out or have a good suggestion, let us know. 502-795-1997. Laura, our listener, has an issue with her kids trying to get on board with her new boyfriend. She's been divorced for about a year and has been trying to date here for the past couple months. Kids just aren't on board with it yet. And she's like, is there any, are there any tricks to getting on board?
Diane says on text, regarding the lady who's dating and her kids aren't on board, don't push back. Give it time. When I first started dating my husband, it took his son a year before he'd talk to me directly or even say my name. And now we're pretty tight. So hang in there. Also, one more bit of advice. It could be that she introduced them a little early. My husband and I dated for 4 months before I was introduced to his kids. And only then was I introduced just as a friend of his. We eased them into the relationship, though, slowly.
Okay.
So, yes, I think we should have pumped the brakes a little bit. But now that we're kind of on board with this.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever. It's water under the bridge now.
Yes, but I think maybe we do just give them lots of time and maybe just don't bring them around as much and just try to kind of establish your relationship on solid ground before you try to incorporate the kids anymore.
Yeah, Tammy messaged us and says, I was in the same exact boat a couple years ago. Two kids from my first marriage started dating my now husband. It was really hard for my kids to accept him at first. Here's what helped me. Patience. As much as I wanted everyone to be a big, happy, blended family right away, had to accept that my timeline wasn't theirs. And one-on-one time, my husband started doing little things with the kids that didn't involve me. My now husband started doing little things with the kids that didn't involve me, like grabbing ice cream with just the son, or going to the bookstore with my daughter, and that helped them bond without feeling like I was watching or pushing it. So, all right.
Yes, but I think we do just kind of take a step back, because I think it's going to feel like she's forcing it this time if they're resistant at this point.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know,
all right,
you guys do your own thing in your relationship. Try to keep it separate. And then as time goes on and he's still a part of your life and it looks like he's going to be for a while, then slowly start to get them, you know, more on board. I think these are great ideas. You can maybe start to spend some time with them, but when it feels appropriate.
All right, Laura, good luck. Keep us posted. And let us know what happens.